Yeah, just a second. Dad, dang it, didn't you hear me say just a second? I gotta set this box down first, don't I? Now, this end's ready. Oh, hello, Professor Thistleway. No, I didn't call you. It was Zeb. He was calling for me, though. Yeah, he wanted to ask you for me if you'd be a witness when I sue Mrs. Zell. Yeah, well, I'll have him phone you when he comes back so you can tell him. Goodbye. Yeah. Oh, say, oh, sure. Did them shorts come?
No, they didn't show up yet, Deb.
What do you suppose is the matter? I got to have them shorts to wear in the court, and that feller Knott said the trial started day after tomorrow.
Oh, no. If they don't come, I suppose you'll just have to put the trial off. Sir, you can write a letter to the judge and tell him you can't show up because you lost your shorts.
Chuck, I could just wear them regular clothes, couldn't I?
No, sir, you can't. You heard what the fella, that fella said, didn't you? He said do-wit tennis shorts is worn in the best courts in the country. And I guess there ain't any better courts than right here in Corn City.
Well, what incarnation is shorts? Anyhow.
Why, they're just what the fella told you. They're what you wear in court.
Don't see what you have to dress up different for, just because you go to court.
Well, there's lots of things you don't see. I suppose you never even seen a picture of a fella in court, huh?
No, never did.
Well, he wears a wig and a sort of gown.
You mean a nightgown?
Well, something like it, only it's black. I sort of thought you could dye one of your nightshirts. And you can borrow that blonde wig that Hortense Schultzenheimer wore in Mrs. Pinkley's play last summer. Remember that one?
Oh, shucks. More dad during trouble. Yeah. If it wasn't for earning that $3 a day, I'd give up the whole dad during business.
Well, Conscience, you started this court idea. Now, you got to go through with it. And another thing. Oh, say, here's something I did get for you.
What's that?
Why, this here book. It'll help you with your speech. It's called The World's Best 50 Speeches.
Do I got to make 50 speeches?
No, of course you don't. But look here. This book's got the best 50 speeches in the whole world in it. The whole world. And if you take the best part of each one of them speeches and put them all together, you'll have a speech that just can't help with.
Yeah, but I was sort of going to make up my speech as I went along.
Oh, now you can't do that, Deb. You got to have it all written out and learn it.
No, sir. Darned if I'm going to learn a speech for $3 a day.
Well, now that's all right. In a speech like this, you ought to be able to get easy $3.50, maybe $4. And even if you don't, it takes a ride. Look at the credit you can get.
At whose store?
Oh, I don't mean that kind of credit. I mean you'll go down as one of the world's greatest speakers.
Go down where?
Go down nowhere. Go down nowhere. You'll get a niche in the Hall of Fame. And you know what fellas do when they get a niche in the Hall of Fame, don't you?
Well, they scratch it.
Yes. They don't scratch it. I'm talking about a niche. A fella carving out a niche for himself. Don't you know what they say about a fella that chisels out a niche for himself?
Yeah, they say he's a chiseler.
No, they don't. They don't exactly.
Then what do they say about him?
They say his name will go down to posterity. That's what they say. They say that he was...
How's that?
They say he was...
Well, they better not call me no heel.
I didn't say they'd call you a heel.
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I did. Dad, dang it. Wait a minute now. Get something straight for once in your life, will you? I'm talking about a fellow making a great speech. A fellow like Daniel Webster or his brother Noah.
You're crazy. Noah didn't make no speech.
Oh, is that so? Well, then, what did he do? Just what did he do?
He built the ark.
Yes, he built the ark. All right, but he had to make a speech to the animals, didn't he? He had to sort of tell them to pair off so he could take them two of every kind, didn't he?
Did he take two of every kind?
Well, he certainly did.
Two lions?
Yep.
Two tigers?
Yep.
Two skunks?
Yes, sir.
I think one of them been enough.
Well, whatever you thought. He took two ducks, too. The ducks was only important.
They was, huh?
Yes, sir, Lee Bob. Because when it stopped raining, Noah sent one of the ducks out to look for land. And when it come back, its feet was dirty, yeah? But feet were dirty.
A duck's feet is always dirty.
Yes, but that ain't got anything to do with this duck. I'm telling you about this duck, how Noah discovered land. Well, when he saw that duck had dirty feet, you know what he done?
Made the duck wash it.
No, he didn't make the duck wash its feet. He called all hands on deck and...
Say?
Hands.
Yeah, well, you can just go and tell that talking bull story to somebody that'll believe it. Well, you can't fool me.
Fool you? Who's trying to fool you?
You are. Tell me he made the duck wash its hands.
What?
The duck ain't got no hands.
Yes, but I didn't say that.
Never mind. You can't slip that over on me. I'm too dead and smart.
But that being the devil, I didn't...
Never mind. Anyhow, what's all that got to do with my speech?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with your speech. I was just telling you that...
Well, let's get down to business. Leave it to you, and you'll stand around shooting off your mouth as the sails come and went. What kind of speeches is in that book?
Oh, I told you, didn't I? It's the 50 best speeches in the world. I see here. First, let's look into it and see what you got. There. First one right here says it's soliloquy Hamlet shakes.
Shakes what?
Shakes hands, I suppose. You don't ask so many darn fool questions anyway.
What's shaking hands got to do with it?
Oh, Lander Goshen, don't you ever use your head? After he gets through making a speech, he goes around shaking hands.
I don't give a dad darn about that. What does he say in his speech? It's a dad darn good.
Well, just keep your shirt on and I'll read it. I'm starting it. Let's see now. He says, to be or not to be.
He doesn't even know good grammar.
How do you mean you don't?
It ain't to be. It's to be.
Yes, oh, well, I guess that's just a misprint. That's all, yes, just a misprint. I tell you, this is one of the greatest speeches in the world, Ed. Now keep your mouth shut. Two bees.
I would keep it shut if I could make a better speech than that.
Never mind. Now two bees or not two bees? That is the question.
Well, what's the answer?
What? Ah, oh, there ain't no answer.
Mix up a riddle about a couple of bees and then forget the answer.
Yes, but listen.
I learn a dad during crazy speech like that and have everybody laughing at me.
No, listen, Yep. I tell you, this is it.
I don't care what it is. I ain't going to learn it. What's the next speech?
Oh, shucks. Well, here it is. Yes. Mark Antony to the Roman shakes.
Biggest bunch of handshakers I ever seen. Must all be politicians.
Well, maybe he was. Never mind. Says, friends, Romans, and countrymen. Now, that's about farmers.
That ain't so bad. Is that all there is to it?
Now, wait a second. You like... No, there's a lot more here. You'd better get a pencil and a piece of paper and write it down.
Well, how much more?
I said a lot more. Now, go ahead and...
Yeah, but I ain't gonna learn all that.
Nobody said you had to learn it. You're just going to take the best parts of it. Now go and get that paper.
I can make up a speech just to get it
back. Never mind. This is a speech you got to learn. One of them, a part of it anyway. There.
Now here's the paper. Go ahead.
Let's see. Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ears. Wait a second, I turn over. I come... Oh, say, you getting all this?
Yeah, I'm getting it. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Wait a second till I turn over.
Ah, that seems right. That seems right.
That's what you said.
I know it, yeah. But that part about turning over is out. I meant to have to turn the page. The ears is on one side and the eye comes on the other.
What?
Well, listen when I'm talking to you, will you? The ears is on one side and the eye is on the...
Yeah, I get it now.
Well, it's a wonder. And the next line is, I come to bury... Oh, wait a second. I answer that phone time, son. Hello. Yes, we got some nice pies. Oh, we got apples, peach, berries. Yes, put this down here. Two berry pies. Yes. Pound of cheese. Yes, half dozen bananas. Yes, right away.
Do I got to deliver that stuff?
Yes, you have to deliver it, but we'll finish this speech first here. Now, where'd I leave off? See what you got there.
Friends, Roman and countrymen, your ears is on one side and your eyes on the other.
Oh.
I come to berry pies, a pound of cheese, and half a dozen bananas.
Oh, you're wrong.
I ain't wrong. Two berry pies, a pound of cheese, and a half a dozen bananas. That's what she ordered.
Yes, but that ain't what it says in the book. You got
that. Then the book's wrong.
Oh, the book ain't wrong.
It ain't.
It ain't, I tell you,
let
the book.
Let me see that consigned book a second.
You take it and look at it. It says right here.
That's just like I told you. Well, the book's wrong.
It ain't.
It's wrong, and it admits it.
Admits it. How do you mean?
That's all right here. Speakers may quote from any speech in this book or any copy. No copyright.